Did you know that the Bible will tell you exactly what to do in every circumstance you may face in life? God cares for you and has an answer. Learn more from Gloria Copeland on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We are talking about 24 things to keep us in the will of God, and it all comes out of Romans 12. Now, I'm using the Amplified Bible, and I can't go back every day but you can get this off the internet, because we've got to go through the 24 things this week. So, today we're at number 11 from Romans 12. And Romans 12 says, verse 12, let me find it here. Rejoice. Oh, the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is the joy of the Lord? It's our strength. Rejoice, exult in hope, be steadfast. Hallelujah. And patient, rejoice. We're going to take the first part of that verse first. This is number 11. Rejoice and exalt in hope. So we should be rejoicers. We are called to rejoice, to joy in the Lord. Look at Philippians 4 and look at what this does for us. 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. So now, when do we rejoice? Monday and Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, always we rejoice in the Lord. We can always, and this says, delight, gladden yourselves in Him. And again, I say, rejoice. So we rejoice always. That's our calling. We're never supposed to be down. We're never supposed to be sad. We know when depression comes, when sadness comes, when we begin to feel pitiful and that we're being mistreated and people are mean to us and we're down, we're sad. We're out of the will of God. This says, rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves in Him. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness, your considerateness, your forbearing spirit. When people think about you, do they think, oh, that person's so unselfish, they're so forbearing, they're so considerate? Well, according to the Word, that's what they should think about us. And then it says, this is so important to your life. This helped me so much in my life. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. We're supposed to rejoice always, and then we're not supposed to fret. What would fretting be? That would be unbelief. What would anxiety be? That would be unbelief. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance, that means whatever's going on, we're not supposed to fret or have anxiety about it. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to believe God. In every circumstance, in everything, by prayer and petition. And in the Amplified, it has definite requests. Don't just say, bless me. Say what it is that needs to happen. Definite request. You can say, bless me too, but be definite also. With thanksgiving, when you make your request to God, you believe you receive it according to our instruction in the Bible, and you believe you receive it, so then you begin to praise Him for it and thank Him. And it says, make your request by prayer and definite request with thanksgiving, and continue to make your wants known to God. You believe you receive it. You thank Him for it. So that's the opposite of getting under stress and pressure over something. You know when you're under stress. You know when you're under pressure. You know when you're sad and when you're down. You know that unbelief has the top spot in your life right now. Because faith brings joy regardless of what it sees, what you see with your eyes. When you believe you receive it, you see yourself with it. That's how faith works. So when you see yourself without it, you get sad, and that's not the will of God for us. Continue to make your requests known with thanksgiving. What do? We believe we receive it when we pray, and then we thank God for it. We thank you, Lord. And then we see ourselves with it. We plan what we're going to do. with it, whatever our request is. If you're in a wheelchair today and you're believing you receive your healing, begin to plan what you're going to do when you walk out of that thing. See yourself out of it. Say yourself out of it. Say, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Say, my legs work in the name of Jesus. Say, my pain's gone, hallelujah. And begin to give thanks for God by faith for what you've asked Him for, hallelujah. Here it says, and the peace of God shall be yours, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, this tells us exactly what to do. Whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and honorable and seemly, that would be God, that would be the things of God, that would be the Word of God. Whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there be any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Or it says, fix your minds on them. So we walk by faith. We see ourselves with the answer. We see ourselves doing what it is we're believing God to do, or receiving what we believe we've received. So we have joy. Hallelujah. That backs up our faith. Thank you, Jesus. So rejoice and exult in hope. Bless the Lord. Always let your joy come out in your words, in your actions. 1 John. That's why you need the Bible. It tells you exactly what to do in every circumstance. 1 John 3, 1 through 3 says, see what an incredible quality of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. What an honor. And so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know Him. So we shouldn't be surprised that the world doesn't get it right. Beloved, we are even here and now God's children, and it is not yet disclosed or made clear what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when He comes and is manifest, we shall be like Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And everyone, we're talking about hope and we're talking about rejoicing, everyone who has this hope of His soon return, of the fact that we are God's children, everyone who has this hope resting on Him cleanses, purifies himself just as He is pure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when our hope is set, when we are rejoicing, when we're looking at the Word of God for our answers and we believe we've received the answer to our prayer, we have reason to be joyful and to rejoice. So when do we rejoice? Always. When do we not rejoice? Never. So the joy, what does it say about joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. See, God tells us to do these things because they work. Now look at Titus 2. And it says in verse 11, for the grace of God, I don't think I've done this one yet. For the grace of God has come forward for the deliverance from sin and the eternal salvation of all mankind. It, the grace, the favor of God, has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness, desires, all worldly desires, to live discreet, temperate, self-controlled lives, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this present world, awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, and even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us on our behalf that He might redeem us or purchase our freedom from all iniquity and purify for Himself a people to be especially or peculiarly His own. People who are eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is filled good and filled with good deeds. We are to be thrilled. We are to be filled. We're to be thrilled with the Word of God. We are to be eager, enthusiastic about living this life. We are to rejoice, hallelujah, in Him and in our hope. So praise God. We can have joy. We can have rejoicing. Let's look at Romans 15. Now, if you're not doing these things, if you're not rejoicing, if you don't have joy, guess what? You're out of the will of God. 15:4. Whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patient endurance, we don't quit, we don't get under the burden of things, because we're rejoicing, we're believing God, we see the deed done, we see our prayers answered, that by our steadfast endurance and the encouragement drawn from the Scriptures, we hope we might hold fast to and cherish hope. So our encouragement is drawn from the Scriptures. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we go to the Scriptures. I'm telling you, if you have a sad attack, you go to the Scriptures and you begin to read the truth about the matter. You begin to read what God says about your situation. Not what the devil says, the world says, your eyes say, but what does the Word say? That's going to be the end result if you will be faithful to the Word of God. So we can live and rejoice and exalt in hope. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6. I should skip some of these because of time, but they're just too good to skip. So we will not worry. We will not be creatures of time. We will read the Word of God. Hebrews 6:17 says, if you know, it can change your, these things will change your life if you'll begin to do them. Accordingly, God also, in His desire to show more convincingly and beyond doubt to those who were to inherit the promise, the unchangeableness of His purpose, intervened with an oath. This was so that by two unchangeable things, His promise and His oath, in which it is impossible for God to ever prove false. This word is full of His, this is full of His promises. If He said it in His word, it's good. He'll keep it. His promise and His oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, who have fled to Him for refuge, might have mighty indwelling strength. See, this will strengthen you. This will make you able to stand even in the hard places. The Word of God strengthens you. Joy is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Who will have mighty indwelling strength and strong encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed for us and set before us. Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. A hope that reaches farther and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil. Hallelujah. Our hope, according to this scripture, is the anchor of our soul. So we rejoice and we exalt in hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So faith and hope, those are the, patience and faith are the power twins. But hope comes in there too. Glory to God. Hope will keep you going. Hope will help your faith. It'll undergird you. Now, number 12 is in Romans 12. Let's look at number 12 here. It is in verse 12. Be steadfast. Romans 12 says, rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering. We just read that one. Now it says, be constant in prayer. No, wait. We did just read the first part of the verse. Rejoice and exult in hope. That was the first part. That's number 12. The second one is steadfast. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation. Don't let things move you. Be constant under pressure. So let's look for that scripture. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. You know, we don't have to be moved by what we see because we have the Word of God. We believe God. 1 Corinthians 15, 58 says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. So we're always giving thanks for the victory, knowing that He makes us, that we're conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done in our lives and is doing. And we're to be firm. See, what do? When the pressure's on, the bill's due, the money's not there. What do? You stay with it. You stay with the program. You do not quit your faith just because the due date is here. You stay steadfast, immovable, always abounding. What do? When you pray and you believe God for your healing, the symptom's still there. You don't do anything. You believe God. You don't give in. You don't quit. It's coming. It's there. You believe, you receive it. You have the Word of God on it. You don't quit. Patient. Hallelujah. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. You could look at Psalm 1, and if I look over there, it'll make me want to read it all, but I can't stand the temptation. I'm going to look. Psalm 1, you know, that's the tree planted by the water. Glory to God. That does not fail. We're talking about being steadfast under pressure. Pressure comes. I don't think you can live here without pressure because there's an enemy. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you can withstand him because you have got more working for you than he's got working for him. The greater one. The Bible says the greater one lives in us. Hallelujah. So we don't ever have to fold up. This says happy. Happy, blessed, prosperous, enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. And that's what we're endeavoring to do here this week and last week, is to get over on God's counsel. We don't live in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice and their plans and purpose, nor stands submissive in the path where sinners walks, nor sits down to relax where the scornful and the mockers gather. You don't have any business there. They don't know anything. They'll just pull you down. But his delight and desire is in the law of the Lord. This man we're talking about in Psalm 1. And on his law, he habitually meditates and ponders and studies day and night. He shall be, see how the Word, what the Word has placed in us, that's what makes us steadfast. That's what makes us firm. He shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, ready to bring forth his fruit in its season. Its leaves shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. Not so the wicked. We won't read about the wicked. We're not interested in them right now. We're interested in standing. Isn't that good? That's you. That's the man who trusts in the Word. That's the woman who trusts in the Word. Hebrews 3. Let's look at that. Oh, my. You see, you can feed yourself with the Word just like this when nobody else is around. You can get your Bible. You can read it to yourself. You can preach to yourself. Hallelujah. Hebrews 3 says, 3:12, be steadfast under pressure. That's where we are. It's so important. This is where you cave in or this is where you win. Therefore, beware, brethren, and take care lest there be in any of you a wicked, unbelieving heart which refuses to cleave to, trust in, and rely on Him, leading you to turn away and desert or stand aloof from the living God. But instead, warn, admonish, urge, encourage one another every day, as long as it is today, that none of you may be hardened into settled rebellion or by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become fellows with Christ, the Messiah, and share in all He has for us, if only we hold our first newborn confidence and original assured expectation. Hallelujah. Verse 19 talks about the children of Israel, and it says, we see that they were not able to enter into his rest. They were called into the rest. They were not able to enter into the rest because of their unwillingness to adhere to, trust in, and rely on God unbelief had shut them out. And then the next first verse of the next chapter says, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds and it offers us today, let us distrust or be afraid to any of us should come too late or has come short of it. Hallelujah. And it talks about the children of Israel. The good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. God told them he'd give them victory if they'd do certain things. But the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not mixed with faith for those who heard it. So what we have to do, we have to be sure that we believe the word of God. And if we do what the children of Israel did before going into the promised land, and they never did get, that group didn't get there, they had to go to the wilderness because they wouldn't obey God, we don't want to be like that. We want to believe the word of God. We want to be steadfast under pressure. We want to have our words right. We want to feed our faith, speak faith words in face of circumstances that look impossible. That's where faith works. The best is in the impossible. Hallelujah. Actually, faith works in big things and in the little things. So it's the will of God that we be steadfast under pressure. Let's look at 1 Peter. I might not have time to do all this, but we will see. 1 Peter 5, what do you do under pressure? 8 and 9. Actually, I would say 7. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole of your care over on him, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. That was so important to us, especially and is still, but especially when we were learning. We learned that we were supposed to roll all of our care over on the Lord, cast our care over on him because he cares for us. He'll take care of us, all of our anxieties, all of our concerns, any kind of a doubt that would come into your mind of we're not going to make it this time. Just cast it out, roll the care over on the Lord, and he will exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 2. 42 says that the apostles continued steadfastly in doctrine, in the word of God. And that's the key to being steadfast, is to stay steadfast in the word of God. I'll be right back.
In a world out of sync, beating to its own rhythm, God has a different way for you to live, by His Spirit. Escape the detours, miss the wrong turns, and get your life going in the right direction with God's Word and the power of faith.
And you can walk in victory every day of your life in this earth if you will learn to walk with God every day.
Walk in the Spirit, a dynamic, life-changing teaching by Gloria Copeland, is just the resource you need to help get your life in sync with God's Spirit. You'll learn how to tap into all that God has planned for you, discover how to develop faithfulness to God, overcome the struggle to control your own life, find out how to live a life pleasing to God, and learn more about the benefits of living in obedience to God and His Word. Start living a whole new life today, walking in the Spirit. To order your copy of Walk in the Spirit, log on to kcm.org and order online. This dynamic CD series by Gloria Copeland is now available for just $16.99. Walk in the Spirit is a great teaching for anyone who wants to be guided by the Holy Spirit and walk out God's plan for their lives. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or if you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
Get the DVD, the CDs of Walk in the Spirit. One of the subjects we cover in there is entering God's rest. What is that? Well, that's faith. That's where you believe God and you don't let go. And so this will help you. It'll help you. If we walk in the Spirit, we will walk in victory. But you have to know how, and you have to be dedicated doing the things that we're talking about today. I want to pray for you. Father, I just thank you for blessing the people today. Thank you, Lord, for revealing your word to all of us. Cause it to go in our eyes, in our ears, in our heart, come out our mouth in power, and to bring about your perfect will in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it'll really help you if you'll come to the conventions. We have 3 believers conventions this year. And you spend 6 days and nights under the Word of God all day and half the night, you will not come out the same person. The West Coast Long Beach, in Long Beach, California, we're not in Anaheim this year, we're in Long Beach. New location is June 30th through July the 5th. Then there's Fort Worth, Texas, right here in Cowtown, August the 4th through the 9th. That's the Southwest Convention. And then the Great Lakes Convention is August the 18th through the 23rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. All of you guys up in that part of the world in Canada, come to the meeting. It is one of the best conventions. It's been so exciting up there in Wisconsin. Thank the Lord. So you come. We have super kids ages 6 to 12, and we don't babysit. I'm telling you, that group gets the Word of God. Your children are inundated with unbelief where they go, in schools and around their friends and so on. They need the solid Word of God. You couldn't make a better investment for your children than to get them in Super Kids. 1440 is junior high and high school students. I was in a little meeting last night of the Super Kids. Kelly had them at my house, and they were having a cookout down by the lake. And I just went down there. I expect to see a lot of little kids playing. You know what they were doing? They were serious. They were sitting around on the deck there, and they were all giving Commander Kelly their attention, and they were receiving the Word of God. So Kelly says, are there any questions you'd like to ask my mother? And I got in on it. But I was impressed. Get your kids in there. Make the difference in their lives. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. The West Coast Believers Convention is at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention will be held August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.